Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Katie McGrath plays Lady Morgana in the new NBC dramatic import Merlin. The show airs every Sunday at 8 p.m. Katie is a relative newcomer to acting, as I understand it, although American audiences may have seen her in an episode of Showtime's popular drama, The Tudors, before she landed a plum role on Merlin. Did I say plum? That's not quite accurate, because she's more of a peach. Oh, boy. Did I really just say that out loud? Sometimes I just kind of embarrass myself. Anyway, Merlin has a secret. He's kind of a Harry Potter in training, and Morgana is on to him. Or is she? Well, Katie, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Good, good. Welcome to the show.
I'm loving that introduction, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm happy to do it. Enjoying you on the show, and you know what I couldn't believe is the last time I saw you there, I believe there was a bug crawling on your face as you slept. And
I would like to point out that that was CGI in the show, but they did try and do it with real bugs, so I did spend an entire morning in bed with beetles crawling all over my face. But if you've ever tried to direct a beetle, they don't go where you want them to go. So after spending 6 hours with bugs all over my face, they decided to CGI it in the end. But I would like to point out I did do it.
You did do it.
Yes.
And I'd like to point out that what I understand is that, well, they had the bugs crawling on your face. They weren't actually taping.
Okay.
That was what they call
cruel.
That was just one of those pranks they pull on young people, I think.
That's what they pull on newcomers, because we're not going to say anything. We're just like, we're
right.
So happy to be working. Yeah.
Exactly.
Put me in a vat of snakes, it's fine. In all fairness, I only did it so that Anthony would have to do it with real bugs as well, so he couldn't wuss out.
Ah, I see.
It's all part of my evil Morgana plan.
A little one-up womanship.
Yes, one-up womanship. Very good.
Hey, how do you think that you would have managed had you lived in the time of Merlin and Arthur?
Who would I be? Would I be Morgana?
Whoever you like. Sure.
If I was Morgana, I totally would have rocked it. No,
yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, completely. She knows who she is. She's in control completely. I think I would have been sorted. I would have been totally all right. But if I was a peasant, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much.
Probably not, yeah.
Probably not, no.
Your ladyship does have certain advantages, I think.
Yeah, and it does have quite a nice ring to it. Lady Katie, Princess Katie, all those work for me.
Are you telling me that your parents didn't refer to you that way anyway?
Well, I am the youngest and the only girl. I may have had a bit of a reputation for being a bit of a madam and a bit of a princess. But only if you talk to my older brothers, and I think that's just brothers in general.
Okay, yeah, well, that would probably be the case.
Yeah.
And same type of question. If you could cast a spell over anyone on Merlin, who would it be and why?
If I could cast a spell over anyone... Ooh, that's interesting. God, I don't know. God, you've got good questions here. What would I want out of somebody? You're not helping me here. I would like Morgana to actually be able to sword fight because I really suck at that. Well, the character's very good, but just I'm not, unfortunately. I would like to do her justice.
Do you think that the character of Morgana in the TV show Merlin is more of a what we would think of as a modern woman than maybe she would have been cast 20 years ago?
Oh, definitely. She is a modern mind in sort of a medieval body, completely. She is sort of the social conscience of the show in a way. She is the only person who can stand up to Uther. She's a very strong woman. She's not shy, retiring. She's not your usual princess. She's not, you know, sort of way and sweet, and she is fiery, and she's opinionated, and she's shouty. She tells the king exactly what she thinks and what is right, and she's the only one who can do that. So she's very much a modern person in a period body, I think.
And at the risk of getting verbally slapped here on the phone, I would have to argue with your description of her as being in a medieval body. That's I've got your picture in front of me here just for reference.
God.
There's nothing medieval going on there, my friend.
Oh, really? So, okay,
yeah.
I'm going to move on. I'm going to sidestep that one because I might get in trouble.
Let's just leave it at, why don't we use the word classic?
You know, I now, really do like you. I'm loving this.
And before I get into more trouble, how did you land the role of Morgana? What were you doing at the time?
I was actually making a horror movie. I was filming a horror movie where I play a goth medical student, and I was going back and forth between Belfast and London to read for the show, and I found out with 10 days' notice to finish up the film I was doing and move my entire life from Dublin to London to start Merlin. So it was a week and a half of complete craziness, and I started. And it was kind of nice because if you had sort of taken a deep breath and thought about what it was you were doing or I was doing, I don't think I would have managed it. I think I would have phoned up my agent and went, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. I think I'm going to stay living with my mother. I think it's a much better idea.
I hope you're happy with the decision now.
I love it. I love my
job.
That's good.
Not bad. And I spoke with Anthony Head about a week ago, who does play King Uther, and he had very nice things to say about you and the other young actors in the cast.
He was lying. Totally lying.
So I'm looking for some backup here. So it was not true. All those things were not true.
No, he is the loveliest man and so sweet. And what's great about having him and Richard Wilson, who plays Gaius, is they're such professionals and they've been doing it for so long and we're all sort of relative newcomers. It's nice to have somebody there to show us how to do it all and so we can see what a good actor is and what a professional is. You know, and at the same time, it's nice having sort of Angel and Colin and Bradley there because most of what we're doing now is we're all doing for the first time. You know, I've never done a radio interview before, and this is the first time. And to have somebody like, you know, to have Angel to ring up afterwards and go, oh, my God, I just did it. How did you do it? To be able to talk to somebody about that is amazing. It's a shared experience.
Well, by the way, now that you mention Angel, when you next speak to her, tell her we missed her. She had phone trouble. We hoped to talk to her a couple of weeks ago. So she owes us.
She was really upset.
Yeah. You can tell her what she missed.
I know, I am. I'm going to tell her she missed being called a peach in classic and a very charming man. I am. She's going to be upset.
So before we lose you here, what's ahead for Morgana as the series continues this season?
I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but basically all the seeds that are sown, you know, all those little teasers that the writers have put in throughout the first season and the subsequent episodes you're going to see, really start to come to fruition in the second season. And you're coming up to a really good character point for Morgana in the episodes. From episode 7 on, she starts to sort of really come into her own and become much darker and a much more sort of tormented character, which is great fun to play, but even better fun to watch. So, you know, episode 7 is going to be really good.
Great. And any word yet on a second season?
We're filming it right now.
Are you really?
We are, yep. As we
Congratulations.
Speak.
Wonderful.
Thanks very much.
Is that watching.
Is
that another 13 or 22?
Another 13, because ours are like an hour long and they're massive, so I don't think we'd have the energy to do 22. I don't know how you guys do it.
Very good. Well, folks, listen, you can catch Katie McGrath every Sunday night this summer in the premiere season of Merlin on NBC at 8 p.m. and catch up with the episodes you missed and more at www.nbc.com and watch for her in the second season. Katie, delightful to have you, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you really, really.
Much good luck to you.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And folks, for more interviews with your favorite NBC stars, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to, my earlier conversation with Anthony Head of Merlin, who's also from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as well as the stars of Chuck, My Name is Earl, Friday Night Lights, Southland, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Digital Journal, Vox, Podcast Pickle, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day to spend it with us. Thanks for listening, and here's a little bit of Katie McGrath as Morgana in Merlin. Bye, everybody.
Merlin, I wanted you to know your secret's safe with me.
My secret?
Come on, don't pretend. I know what you did.
You did?
I saw it with my own eyes.
You did?
I understand why you don't want anyone to know.
Well, obviously.
But I won't tell anyone. You don't mind me talking to you about it?
No, it's... You have no idea how hard it is to keep this hidden.
Well, you can continue to deny it, but I think Gwen's a very lucky woman.
Gwen?
It's our secret.